worth.
In the afternoon, there's a special mitzvah that we have to bring the Korban Pesach. Of course, this man should be Hamikdash HaYikayim. This man is that we don't have any Beis Hamikdash, so we don't have the opportunity, we don't have the ability to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Halacha says in the Shalma Fons Tosenu, the Baruch Shalom told the Nevi'im, the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says that the Bnei Yisrael should recite the Pesukim of the Korbanos, Amal An Yalem Kilu Hikrigal, HaKadosh Baruch will consider it as if we brought the Korbanos. So the best we can do is an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's the Zman of HaKrovos HaPesach, we should recite the Tzukim of the Korban Pesach. There are two distinct mitzvahs in Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah of Shechita and a mitzvah of Achila. And the Gemara says in the middle of the Masechta that Achila Pesachim Loi Me'akta, that a person participated in HaKrovos HaKorban Pesach, he chipped in for the purpose of buying a Korban Pesach. You have 10, 15 people together. They buy a Korban Pesach for Shutzis. That's a Pesach in Echa Lalu Lemnuyah. You have to be one of the Mamunim on the Korban Pesach from Shah Shechita on. That's what the Achrayim discuss. What is the Lashon that we say in the Haggadah? We say, Kol Dichvin Yesevi Echo, Kol Ditzvach Yesevi Yitzvach. So some interpret Kol Dichvin, whoever is starving, whoever is hungry, Yesevi Echo should come and eat. Kol Ditzvach, whoever already finished eating. And all he needs, if you're starving, then we don't give you Korban Pesach, because the Gemara says, HaPesach Nechal Ala Sova. You have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So first you say, Kol Dichlin, whoever is starving, Yesod Yecho, should come and eat. And whoever is not starving anymore, Kol Ditzrich, he just needs a Kazai to Korban Pesach, so we invite him that he should come in, Yesod Yisach. So they ask, how can it be? What do you mean? You have to be Mamunah Mishach HaShchita. You can't invite him in on Leil HaPesach. After he finished eating, you invite him in that he should eat Korban Pesach. So it doesn't make any sense. That's the problem. They don't know exactly when that was written. Kol Dichon Yesod Yecho. It's in Aramaic. But does that mean that it was composed in Bavel after the Churban Abayi? So what do you mean Yesod Yisach? How can he practice? That doesn't mean it should be Korban Pesach. That means we should eat a Pesach ticket meal. So we're not sure exactly what it means. So I'll call upon him the halacha is that that you have to be Mimunan in the Korban Pesach. So let's say a person was Mimunan in the Korban Pesach. And then he didn't feel well at night, and he wasn't able to eat. He's throwing up, he has fever, he's sick, he's in the hospital, whatever. So the Gemara says that Achilas Pesachim Loi Me'akta. That since he was Memune on the Hakrovas Korban Pesach, he's Yotze that mitzvah. And Achilas Pesachim is not Me'akta even the Hakrovah. You're Yotze the Hakrovah, even though ultimately the end, in the end you never ate. So that, what do you mean you're Yotze? So you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. You're not Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas. You're Yotze the mitzvah of Shechita, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Shechita, means the Hakrav, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zika, the Dalet, Avodas Adam, so the first Avodas is Shechita. So you're Yotze the mitzvah of Hakrav's Korban Pesach, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. Of course, let's say he knows in advance that he's sick, he knows in advance that he's physically unable to eat the Kazayas of the Korban Pesach. Achayla, Zokin, he can't eat, he's going to throw up. So then he doesn't even... He's not supposed to become a moon on the Korban Pesach. He can only become a moon on the Korban Pesach if he's roi, if he intends the Shas Shechita, he intends to participate in the Achila. But if he knows in advance that he can't participate in the Achila, then he's not supposed to be, then he's talking not yet to the Shechita. Then he will, even though he wasn't a moon on the Korban Pesach for Shas Shechita, he will not be yet to anything. He will have to bring a Pesach Sheni. When do we say that Achila Pesachim Loi Me'akwe, if the Shas Shechita, he was roi l'achila, and then they put him in prison later on. Then he took sick later on. But if the Shas Shechita, at the time that they were being makrov the Korban Pesach, he knew b'shas ma'isa, that he wasn't able to participate in the achila later on, then he's not yet to anything b'shas Shechita. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin comments on the pasuk that says in Chumash Meshachta also, kol kahal adas yisrael ben arboim. So the Gemara says, "V'chikol akol kulam shochtim." How is that physically possible? You have 10-15 people memune on each Korban Pesach. The demons are not so big. You have to bring a Pesach has to be ben shnosai. has to be before the first birthday. And usually they're born this season of the year. They're born around this time, so they're very skinny. They're very tiny little, like a tiny little lamb. They're not so big. But the Gemara says, every Korban Pesach has 10, 15 people, Mamuna, on a Korban Pesach. You can't have so many people. Each one has to get a Kazayas. So the, so the Gemara asks the Shaila, you can't have 10 people shechting the one Korban Pesach. So how do you read the pasuk b'shocht also called Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben? It should say B'yochlu also called Kahal Adas. Everybody used to say, what says b'shocht also? How can you have b'shocht also called Kahal Adas Yisrael? So the Gemara says, because all the other 14 people appoint the one as the Shliach to do the Shechit on their behalf, so Mikan Shashlucha Shalodim Kemaisu. That's how the Gemara says that it's Shechit done by one person. The Chlal is a din in Kachman that you can only have one person Shech the Korban. By Shechit Aschul, and if you have two people holding on to the stocking at two different ends and they're pulling back and forth, it will be a good Shechit. But the Gemara says in Chulin that when you Shech Korban is, the Shechit has to be done by one person. You don't need a Koyin. The Shechita is Ksher Bizar. In fact, the Mishnah is described the way the Tzar used to do the Shechita on the Korbanos Pesach. And then they used to, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Kabbalah Vielach Mitzvah Kunin. But the Shechita Taka was done by the Tzar, by the Nankoin, by the Bailam. And the other 14 Shutzim would appoint the one as their Shliach for the purpose of the Shechita Sattes. There's a discussion in Achrayim whether that Gemara that says that it's based on Shlucha Shalom Kemoisai, is that unique davke to Korban Pesach a special din? Because the Torah requires Mishach to also Kalkala Das Yisrael Ben Abban. Everybody has to do Shechita and everybody has to do Achila. What do you mean everybody has to do Shechita? So only here it's based on Shluchos Shalom Kemoisai. Let's say a person brings a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Chatas, a Korban Oila. That's also based on Shluchos Shalom Kemoisai. Or probably not. So in Psochim, on the above on the base, there's a Machlokes of Pnei Yeshua and other Achrayim regarding this Nekuda. The Pashtus in Kama Gemara says that it's only a din in Korban Pesach, that you need the Shlichas. Another Kabbalah, you don't really need Shechita. You don't really need the Shlichas. You don't really need Shlichas. The Shechita will be good, even not the... I get the Korban is offered on my behalf. You don't need that I have to appoint the person as a Shlich, that his Shechita should tell the truth to me, and it should be considered as if I also did the Shechita using the principle of Shlucha Shalom Kemais. The Pashtus is like that. There's always a din mitzvah bar yos mishul, but if you have 15 shoots and only one can do the shechita, so they'll draw lots.
What is mamuna? Isn't that automatic? When he becomes a
mamuna,
then he becomes automatic as a
shechita. I mean, it's assumed whoever will do the shechita. Yeah, it's assumed that they're all appointing him as a shechita. Sure. The one who's going to do the shechita, right? Mm-hmm. Should serve as a shechita.
Then somebody who has a korban place is going to. Somebody steals it from him, brings it. Whose korban did he bring? He brings the one who he stole it from.
Can't,
you
know?
No good. What if somebody goes to Yerushalayim with a korban to bring it?
And someone steals my korban.
Yeah, my korban. He fell asleep or something. He tied it up and he took it.
What was the one?
So whose car is he bringing? Is he going to bring his korban or is he bringing his korban?
Okay, can't. That's no good. Right, you have to be mamuna. Mamuna means from the bailim, from the permission of the bailim.
So
the Ghana for sure is not Yosef.
What about the
Nignav? Did they have when they shechted the carbon? They had the Nignav in mind. They had. If they didn't have him in mind,
that was from the Yid.
It's not Yosef. You have to work on all the Shilas. I'm sure that Shila came up all well.
But the Kohen, can you send the Kohen by Shliach?
Yeah, you can send the Kohen by Shliach, but then you can't recite the Arami of it. The Shliach cannot recite the Arami of it. No, the coin doesn't say either.
You're not
only the two mitzvahs. There's Havuat, there's Havuat Bikurim, and there's Nikur Bikurim.
You can do it. Just like he is not going to fulfill the Yidrish. As when he has the Shechitah, you don't do it. He is only half.
Right, only half. Yeah. Here the Gemara says, the Mishnah says on Tzadik Tesson and Beis, the Nerav Pesach in the afternoon, Lo Yochel Odom Ad Shetechshah. When is that Samach Lamim? Samach, the Rashbam learned Samach means a half an hour before. Half an hour before Mincha, you shouldn't eat until it's time to. Why shouldn't you eat? What is if you're going to eat? So the Gemara is not sure whether Samach and Mincha Ktanet Tanan, Asamach, Mincha Gdoyla Tanan. Mincha Gdoyla Hasty Kandab, the earliest you can have Mincha is half an hour after Chatzos. Let's say now Chatzos is about 1 o'clock, so half an hour after Chatzos is approximately 1:30. So is that the Pshat in the Mincha? Is that the Pshat in the Mishnah? Then Mincha Gdoyla is 1:30, so Asamach means half an hour before means 1 o'clock. That's Chatzos. So from Chatzos on, you're not allowed to eat. That's not how we paskin. Well, we paskin like the other Tzad in the Gemara, is it by Kuv Zayin, I think. Samach l'mincha ktana. What is mincha ktana? A regular meal. A nash is okay. A cup of coffee, a little bit, is okay. But a regular meal means a real tuna fish sandwich or something. So the last two lines on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara has the Ibraya. Or Dilma, perhaps the pshat is samach l'mincha ktana or tanan. Mincha ktana, hey, is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So let's say now, the day, instead of ending approximately at 6 o'clock, so it ends approximately 7 o'clock. Roughly speaking, ends a little later. So let's say 2.5 hours before 7 o'clock, would be about 4:30. So Samach, and then Chatzana means from 4 o'clock. So the Gemara is Mesufik. What's the Nekudas HaSufik? So the Gemara says, is it Samach, and then Chagdai Lachtan, or Mishum Pesach, because of Shechitas HaPesach? Dilma Asi Lenimshach, Vasi Lenuim Lemevat Pischa. This man Shechitas HaPesach is from Chatzaisan. So you shouldn't eat a regular meal in the afternoon. You may forget to bring the Korban Pesach. That's what some Rishonim say. But then it should only apply to Zman Shabbat Tamik Mishayikayim. Zman is there. We don't bring any Korban Pesach. Maybe it shouldn't apply. Or maybe I should say no, that it's a Dovish of the Minyan. Since it was instituted Zman Beis Hamikdash, even though the reason for the Takana no longer applies today, maybe the Takana still applies. That's called the Dovish of the Minyan. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. So that's if you hold that it means Tamach L'mincha. Samach l'mincha gdoyla, because Shechitas HaPesach is from Chatzosan. I deal more on the top line of Kuvzayin and Beis. Maybe what the Mishnah means is we talk to Samach l'mincha ktana tanan. Why from 4 o'clock on? When we show matzah, deal more to l'mech l'matzah achila gasa. That's how we talk. And what's the shlech to eat achila gasa? The world comes to an end. What's so bad? What's not achila gasa? So, kidei she'ochel ha'tayobah. That's a hidden mitzvah. He'll really enjoy the suda's taita. And if you don't, and if you don't do the mitzvah, the hidduris, and it make everybody crazy that no one's allowed to eat anything. Achachim should use the seichel. Don't fool yourself too much on erev Pesach. So you'll be able to enjoy the meal. You'll eat the meal at the oven, but to make it clear that no one is allowed to eat a meal on erev Pesach. Because somebody may eat achila gasa, if you say that the whole chisana of achila gasa only is that you're not yet to the hidur mitzvah, that you're not yet to the mitzvah, the hidura of l'tayoven. So that's what Tosis to say there. On Kuf Zayin and Vei, Dilma to the mechel achila gasa, vein achila, and you're not yet to, as it says in Gemara Yuma, daf pei on the days, that on Yom Kippur, if you eat achila gasa, you're not chayv kares. What do you mean achila gasa? It means that he ate on Erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
If he starts and eats, if he eats so much on achila on Yom Kippur until he's ready to plus, he's ready chayv kares from what he ate in the beginning. So it means no, he ate so much on Erev Yom Kippur that he's ready to plus. And then he forces himself to eat something on Leil Yom Kippur, it's achila gasa. So then the Gemara says he's not chayv kares, so it doesn't count. So, and the Gemara has, it's not on there, and that's the basis. The Gemara says it's not only a din on Yom Kippur, it's even a din by Zar Shaoch al Truma b'Shege. Is Chayev Kerem b'Chaymesh. The Gemara says that's only if he ate it normally. What if he ate the Truma b'Shege g'Achila Gasa? He ate so much that he's ready to blush. And then he forces himself to eat Achila Gasa. He eats the Truma and he didn't realize that it was Truma. But then the Gemara says he's not Chayev to give the Kerem b'Chaymesh because Achila Gasa is Lashon Achila. The Tosis understands from that Gemara, Tosis by Zayis from the Gemara, it's a din and call it Arakula. Then Achila Gasa, Lav Shema Achila, and call it Arakula. The Rambam does not seem to hold like that. The Keren Ori there points out on Yuma that Keren Ori is a Nazir. Nazir Dav Kav Gimel. Tosis, the next line quotes Nazir. Keren Ori points out on Nazir Dav Kav Gimel. I remember when we learned in Yoni Yuma, Yom Kippur, the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, he also got that impression from the Rambam, that the Rambam only holds it. It's a local din in Yom Kippur, a separate din in Yom Kippur, it's a separate din in Truman, and there's no Tarashovah Shabinei. Taisis boy Zayis at Tarashovah, and it's a din in Kola Tarakula, and whenever there's a mitzvah of Achila, Achila Gasa Lashma Achila. The Rambam seems to know. Yom Kippur is a din because we meet them. It's not called inui. It's not a violation of inui. If I ate in such a way that I was stuffing, I was forcing myself to eat the food, I didn't really enjoy the food. And call it terakul da achila gasa ishma achila. But you can't say it's a violation of inisen because he didn't really get any hanof from the food. So that's the Rambam seems to hold that that's a local din in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Then the din in Hilchas Zar Shoch al Truma b'Shegeg, the Rambam seems to hold that that's a separate halach unrelated to anything else. The Rambam seems to hold that the nature of the Yisr of the Zar, that he's not permitted to eat Truma b'Mezid, let's say. He ate the Shegeg, he's Chayav Kerem HaChaymish, because if he eats the Mezid, he's Chayav Nisa B'Dei Shamayim. Zar Shoch al Truma b'Mezid is Nisa B'Dei Shamayim. So the Yisr for a Zar means a non-coin, to eat Truma is not to be mevatelet in mitzvah. The mitzvah of truma is that a kohen should eat it, the kedusha of a tahara, and he says the bracha shikud shana, the kedusha of shalom and tivon al achilas truma. The last page in the Rambam, in Hilchas Truma, he says when the drinker, the kohen drinks a bottle of wine of truma, so first he says bar priad vafen, like on matzah. We first we say amoytzi lechem and ours, and we say shikud shana and mitzvah of tivon al achilas matzah. So here also the Rambam says when you drink a bottle, a kohen drinks a bottle of wine of truma. A becher, a cup of wine. So first he says bar pi aglofen, then he says the bechas on mitzvah shekedushana b'kedushas shalom tivanu al achilas truma. He eats, let's say, bread or cake or cookies of truma. So first he says hamotzi on mezainis, and then he says the bechas on mitzvah shekedushana b'kedushas shalom, etc. So it's a mitzvah for the mitzvasa shalat truma that it should be nechal by the kohanim. So if a non kohen eats it, so he's mevatelet mitzvasa. So the only time the nine coin is mevatelet mitzvasa, the Rambam writes, the only time his chayiv nisa b'dei shamayim, mainly his chayiv kerem chaymish, if he violates the shogeg, is if he's mevatelet mitzvasa in the same way the mitzvasa of the coin was to eat it. The Moshe, the Rambam says, if you'll take yayin shel truma, which the coin should drink, and the zar will smear it on his body. Or you'll take shemen shel truma that the kohen was supposed to smear on his body, oimid l'siche, and the non-kohen will drink it. So then the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that there's no nisa b'dei shamayim because he wasn't mevatelet the mitzvah in the same way the kohen was supposed to fulfill the mitzvah. The oichlem shel truma oimid l'achila, the mashkel shel truma should be oimid l'shtiya, and the shemen shel truma is oimid the mitzvah of siche. So if the non-koyin does the achila, the shtiya, the sicha on this item, the way the koyin should have done it, but he's not a koyin, so I'll say he's bitl mitzvah. If he's going to do shtiya on the shemen or do sicha on the yayin, so then it's not considered bitl mitzvah. So there's room to say the normal mitzvah of the koyin is that he should eat it in a normal fashion. The koyin is not supposed to eat achila gas, it's supposed to be l'moshchol, l'gdul, l'kzer sham lochum ochlen, a fancy way of eating it. So if a non-kohen will eat the truma achila gasa, there is room to say that that's not considered a bitl mitzvah, because he didn't eat the truma the same way the kohen was supposed to have eaten the truma. So maybe that's a local reason there. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained this. The Keren Ari doesn't really explain it. He just says he gets the impression from the Rambam that it's a local din in Yom Kippur, it's a local din in truma, and there's no shaykhs with each other. And explains half. He says Yom Kippur. Karen Ori writes another half. He understands Yom Kippur is a part of the Yinisim Esnaf Shezechem. There's no violet. There's no bit lavino. The Achilas Hatshumi he doesn't explain. That's the Rav Soloveitchik filled in the second half. So according to the Rambam, whenever you eat Achila Gas and Kol HaTerukula, it is more Achila. Kol HaTerukula, it is more Achila. So what's the whole Gemara? Dilma oy dilma samach min chaktana tana. We don't allow you to eat a meal because we're concerned. Maybe you'll eat the matzah, maybe you'll eat the korban pesach and achila gasa. So what'll happen? You'll eat achila gasa. You'll be out to the mitzvah anyway. So what's this? That means there won't be a mitzvah min amufchor. So they made a gzera on everybody. No one's allowed to eat any meals on Erev Pesach because some people knew. But it's only have to say they knew that if you won't be able to gauge it properly. So they recommended that nobody should eat any meal. They're afraid that you'll guess wrong. Alright. But Tosis wants to put teeth into it. Tosis wants to make it stronger. So they say, no! It's not called achila. You won't be out to the mitzvah. It's worse than that. That's done. You won't have the Hidur mitzvah, Bishle Musa. It won't be a mitzvah with there. Gornish can mitzvah. You won't be out to anything. So then Tosis is Vavid Vikashe. And Kubzain and the base, they quote the Gemara. Nazir is commenting on the Pasig. The pasuk in the end of Hoshea, I think, he sharmed Achei Hashem, Tzadikim Yochavam, with it, the last pasuk in Hoshea. Yeah. Yishon da'achei Hashem tzadikim yochavam mefoshim yikar shlubam. So how is it, what's the case that two people are going on the same derech and the tzadikim the rishon yikar shlubam, tzadikim yochavam mefoshim yikar shlubam? So the Gemara starts off, Marshal l'shnei b'yadim shetzolot tizcheim. Two people broil the korban pesach the way he's supposed to, and the tzaddik eats it the way he's supposed to. They're doing the exact same thing. The tzaddik and the rosh are going on the same path, on the same highway. But the tzaddik does everything properly, so he didn't eat on Erev Pesach. So when he eats the korban pesach, he eats it l'teyoven, it's not achila gasa. And the rosh has the chonge fresen on Erev Pesach, so when he eats the korban pesach, he's eating an achila gasa. So that's called tzaddikim yochuvam, ufoshim yikoshlevam. That's a mashal where this pasuk applies. So the Gemara effect, Akashe, machleg zeh Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish. Rabbi Shlokish gives that mashal. Rabbi Yechon says, just because he ate an achila gasa, you call him a rasha. So the Gemara says, nehi, true that he didn't do a mitzvah min amufchar, but he still yotzei the korban pesach. So how do you call him a rasha? Ever the Gemara says, no, it goes on a different case. This is not a good case. The Tosfos says, what do you mean? The Gemara says that even though you eat achila gasa, you still yaitzei. But they have this Gemara in Yuma that in Kol HaTerakul, achila gasa is lav shma achila, that you're not yaitzei anything, that's Tosfos kash. The Tosfos gives two terutz. So one terutz they give is that different kinds of achila gasa, different degrees. Sometimes, achila gasa hayes, he ate already. He doesn't have to. He'll eat again. He'll eat some more food. He's not eating l'teyoven. Not nafshe kotze bazeh. He's not ready to throw up. That's not so bad. If it's mamish awful, if he ate so much, he's stuffed. He's ready to plot. Then he eats some more. That kind of achila gasa is lafshe achila and kol haterakulo. But if it's only an achila gasa in the sense that it's not l'teyoven, so then the Gemara says there in Nozer that he is yaitzei the mitzvah. It is a mitzvah achila. That's one answer that Tosfos gives. Two kinds of achila gasa. Then Tosfos gives another suggestion. How can you split? How can you be machalek that the Gemara uses the term achila gasa in all over the place in different Gemaras, and in one Gemara means one thing, the other Gemara means another thing. So liyayla, maybe the pshat is taka et achila gasa. He's ready to plot, and he's forcing himself to eat. So he's talking not yet to the mitzvah sachila. But at the time of the shechita sapesach, he was yet to the shechita. Like the Gemara said, achilas psachim loy meakre. If at the time of shechita, you were roy to do the achila, not that he was tomei at the time, and not that he's a chayla zokein, or one who's physically unable to participate in the achila. He's physically able to eat the korban pesach later on. The only thing is that then the chacham goes ahead after he does the shechitas pesach, then he presses so much on erev pesach, he's hungry. So he eats so much, by the time it comes to eat the korban pesach, he's already nafshe kotze. So in such a case, Tosfos says, you're right, he won't be yotzei the achila, but he will have been yotzei the shechitas pesach. So that's what the Gemara says. It's not nice to call him a rasha, nehi that he ate it achila gasa and he's taken not yotzei the achila, but since of course he was yotzei the shechitas pesach, so he doesn't have to bring pesach sheni. So he can't call a fellow a rosh. He brought the korban pesach. Yeah. The shechita has to be al menas to do the achila. That's the mishnah. All other korbanos, you have a whole category of korbanos that are korban bitumah. Normally there's aloche that if the korban is tummy, the kohen who does the avodah is tummy, you're not allowed to be makrib the tumah. And the Gemara has an exception to the rule. If it's the korban shezmana kavua, then it's doicha tumah. The korban pesach is also zmana kavua. But on all the korbanos that are zmanam kavua, that you bring them, so the Mishnah says it's korei, but you're not allowed to eat it. There's a din that a korban may not be offered bitumah, and then there's another din that even if the korban was offered bitahara, and later on it became nisma, the korban are not permitted to eat it. So even if you have a korban that was korban bitumah melechatchila, you're not permitted to eat it later on. It's the tumah. It's a korban tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says, chutz min apsochim, because shemitchilos lebo el al menas liochlo. The whole shechita, the whole hakrov in the first place is only al menas liochlo. Right. This is the big kasha that all the Rishonim ask. How can it be? This Gemara says that you want to eat the Korban Pesach L'Teyavayin. You want everybody to eat L'Teyavayin. And then the Gemara says on Dafayin Amin Aleph, the Korban Pesach is Nechal Alashkova, you have to eat it at the end of the meal. And the Tosfos says there, why is it that you eat it at the end of the meal, the top Tosfos? They quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Yimstachim, that it's Gzeira de Rabbanim Mishum Shvira Setzem. That there's a din ve'etzim alashish grubo that only applies to Korban Pesach, doesn't apply to any other Korbanos. That you're not allowed to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. So if you eat the Korban Pesach, mamish, in the beginning of the meal, and you're still starving, so we're afraid that he may, in his eagerness, in his haste to eat a little bit, he was fasting all day on Erev Pesach, they may go ahead and break one of the bones of the Korban Pesach. And that'll be a violation of Etzim L'Shish Burbot. Today, the Takhanat of Rabbanah don't eat the Korban Pesach till the end of the meal. It'll be Nechal Allah service. So since he's not so hungry anymore, so there won't be any chashash that he's going to break it. He'll eat other things first. He'll have first the soup, and he'll have the fish, and he'll have the vegetables, and he'll have whatever.
What if you think?
So that's what all the Rishonim ask. How is that L'Teyov? And here the Gemara says, you want to eat L'Teyov? And here the Gemara says, eat Allah service astir. So most of the Rishonim say you only have to eat one kazayis. The Mishnah says Hashamish Ochel kazayis yotzer in the middle of stuff.
Not everybody has the etzem. Everybody eats kazayis. It's not a bone.
Yeah, but they made it there that you have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end because of the chashash of Shvira says.
But it doesn't come to it. It's not a mitzvah. Everybody should have an etzem.
So you have a kasha, well, each one gets a lamb chop. Each lamb chop has an etzem. I don't know. As an etzem. So most of the Rishonim say that that's how you blend in the two dinim. You have to be careful when you eat the beginning of the meal. The Korban Pesach is eaten only at the end. But you have to be careful when you eat the beginning of the meal not to eat too much, so that when you eat it at the end, that should also be L'Teyavayin. Yeah. You should still have a Gishmak. And the Rambam has this idea. The Rambam has the idea that you eat two kazeis. The Rambam learns Nechal ala sova. The Rambam has in Gansan differently. The Rambam doesn't learn at all like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the first Nechal al hasova. That's the Lashon in the Bavli also. The Korban Pesach is Nechal ala sova and dafayin amid aleph. So the Pashup Shah means that it's eaten at the end of the meal. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yad HaZaka writes a different shot that ye two kizaisim of the Korban Pesach kedei luzvoa mimenu. Like the Gemara has a machlokes satanoim in brachas, how much bread do you have to eat to be obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon in HaTorah? The one sheet is kedei tzvir. You have to eat a whole meal. If you just have a little bit, you're not chayv in HaTorah, you're only chayv in the Rabbanah. Another Tana holds the Yidika Zayas. Seems from the Gemara. One Tana says the Yidika Zayas, you chayv to bench min HaTorah, because it says v'yachalto v'savot v'yachalto v'yachalto ein achilot chus mikizayas. And once you have a kazayas, you're ready mechayv to bench min HaTorah. And the next time, Rav Meir says, no, the achalta would have meant kazayis. But now that it's written, the achalta, the savata, so the savata means something more than the achalta. So it means the achalta, the achalta. You have one kazayis and you have another kazayis. So that's kibbeta. That's Rav Meir sheet of it. If you have a kibbeta, then you mukhiv to bench manatam. Machalek zameh Rav Yudin. Whether you bench on a kazayis or you bench on a kibbeta. So the Rambam understood, HaPesach Nechal, not Al HaTovah, he doesn't write that Lashon, he writes, Yit the Korban Pesach Kedei Lizboa Mimenu, Yit Tukizaisim, for what purpose? When the Mishnah says, in the middle of Tocham HaShamish, the waiter, Shamish Ochel Kazayis Yotah, that's B'dievit, but L'Hatchila, the Rambam writes the Feirish, you have to eat Tukizaisim. And the Rambam himself explains why in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Yad HaZaki doesn't explain why. The Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, why? Because we have three mitzvahs, Achila, and Leil Pesach, you have to eat matzah and maror and Korban Pesach. And Korban Pesach is much more important than the matzah and the maror, so to demonstrate that it has more chashivas than the other two, to demonstrate that the ikir mitzvah sachil is really the Korban Pesach, so you eat twice as much Korban Pesach as you eat matzah. Matzah, you only eat a kazayis, the maror, you only eat a kazayis. The Korban Pesach, he says that you eat two kazayis. Yes, so that's actually what it says in Maharil. The Maharil says, the Rishonim say, why do we eat the Afikoyman at the end of the meal? What's the Afikoyman all about? So the Rosh claims, all Machlekes and Rishonim said, the Rosh claims that the Afikoyman is Zechel, the Korban Pesach, that was eaten at the end of the meal. Because the Korban Pesach is Nechel al HaSova. So you eat the Afikoyman at the end of the meal, Zechel, the Korban Pesach. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, In the end of Tzachim, there's a Mishnah that says, what if the whole B'nai Chabura sitting around and eating the Korban Pesach, and then everybody fell asleep. On the bottom line, on Kuf Chaf from an Aleph. Everybody fell asleep in the middle of Achilas Korban Pesach. So it says, if Yashnu Kulam Lo Yochlos, they all fell asleep, you're not allowed to eat. If you have 10 people sitting around, and some of them dozed off, and the others are still awake, so then when the others wake up, they may continue to eat. But if everybody fell asleep, it's on Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph, on the bottom line. That Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph, on the bottom line in the Mishnah. Yeah. So what kind of a din is that? So the Rav always used to say over the Pirush of the Raivit. The Rajbam has a different shot. The Raivit learns because of Hesach Adad. The Gemara has a din earlier in the Lamed. A din in the earlier in Tzachim that if you have a carbon, there's a din of Mishmeres. By Truma, Mishmeres, Truma, so you have to heat up the Truma, you have to be careful that it shouldn't become a Nitma. And then the Gemara has on the first daf in Chulin, on that base and the base, that this din of Mishmeres, if it applies to Truma, it's a Kal V'chaimer, that it applies to Kachin. That's what Rashi writes. If there's a din of Mishmeres by Trumaitai, they watch the Truma that it shouldn't become Nitma, but the Kal V'chaimer that Kachin, you have to be careful that it shouldn't become Nitma. So there's a din, what if nobody was watching the carbon? I left the Basara carbon there on the table, and everybody went away, and then we all came back. So you can really make a radin, you should be able to shtel off the chazaka that nobody told me came in and touched it. We didn't lock the door, then we know for sure nobody did. I put it in the refrigerator and I walked away and I come back and I find that it's still there, all wrapped up, all on the same. There is a possibility that somebody came and an Adam Tom that came and touched it, but we don't know. So you should really say, yeah, you shtel off chazaka, it was torn before it's torn now. So the Gemara says, no, that's the psul of Hesach Adas. If nobody was watching, and there is a possibility that it became Nitma, so that's a psul. So that's how the writer learns the Mishnah. If everybody fell asleep in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach, they have the Korban Pesach on the table. Even if they're not yet holding by eating it, they have the Korban Pesach on the table, and nobody was watching it. So that's a psul of Pesach Hadas, so no one is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that this din applies to Zman Hazeh, to Shlin of Yoshna Miktosam, once they started to eat the Afikoyman. Before they're holding by eating the Afikoyman, we don't have any Korban. We don't have any carbon. No. But eating the Afikoyman is at the end, Zechel Korban Pesach, which is Nechel Al HaSovah. So we treat the Afikoyman as if it were a carbon. So therefore, if everybody, all of B'nei Chabura, fell asleep, that's a psul. I have the matzahs there. We went away for a week. We have the Shmura matzah in the house. Nobody was watching. Maybe an Adam Tomei, maybe the super came in and he... So what did he do? So the matzahs are Tomei anyway. What can happen? The matzahs are that we baked on. We're Tomei. The people that bake the matzahs, everybody's tummy anyway. So what's this? There's nothing wrong with eating matzahs that are tummy. So Kozman, you have them in the Shmura matzah in the house. There's no psul of Hesach Adas. Once you start to eat the Afikoyman, then I treat that Afikoyman as if it were a Korban Pesach. You make believe as if it's a Korban Pesach. And then you apply this psul of Hesach Adas. That is a din of Mishmeret. Yeah. That's the way we treat it.
For what?
I'm not sure
what we cook your mind.
Right, the Rishayim talk about that. Right, the Korban Pesach in the beginning. Right, right. That's what we're getting to. We're going to talk about that in a minute, yeah. So the Maharil writes that because the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Maharil. That because we know that the Afikoyman is supposed, according to the Rosh, and according to many Rishonim, the Afikoyman is supposed to be Zechel Korban Pesach, so the Maril is quoted, the Sefer Maril was written by a Talmud of the Maril, the Chuvas Maril were written by the Maril himself, and the Droshes Maril, about the Yom Tovim, which Piyutim, which Slichas to say, that was written by one of the Talmudim. So he writes that the Maril goes up, they should eat two Kizesim of Afikoyman, because it's Zechel of Pesach, and they always ate two Kizesim of Korban Pesach. So the Achrayim say they don't know what the Maharil is talking about. They never heard of this, that eat two Kizesim. The Mishnah says Beferish, Hashamish Mishachah Kazayis Yotzah, all you have to eat is one Kazayis, no need to eat more. So the later Achrayim say no. So that's what they say, must be a Talmud Toya, he made a mistake. What the Maharil probably said was, he should eat two kezeis and one zecher lepesach, one zecher lechagiga. Once you're making a zecher already, to make ready a zecher for the chagiga tarba osa. That in all the other shalosh ugalim, a pesach shvua sukkis, you bring three karbonis on yontav itself. On yontav achalamah, you bring riyah chagiga in simcha. And on pesach, in addition to the chagiga tapesach, in addition to the Korban Chagiga that you bring on Pesach, around Chol HaMoed, Shana Chagiga, you bring another Chagiga on Erev Pesach, it's called Chagiga Sarba Osar, to enable you to fill yourself up so that the Korban Pesach will be Nachal HaLasova. Right. That's the idea of the Chagiga Sarba Osar. So the Achrayim suggest that there must have been a mistake over here. The Talmud must have written it wrong. The Maharil probably said that you should eat two Kizaisim, Echad zechel pesach, echad zechel chagiga. So some of that's the Taz in the Magen Avraham. But the later Achrayim say no. The Maharil a lot of times just referring to Rambam's or Goyim. The Rambam says the Pharisees that you need two kezeis. There's no, that the Rambam doesn't say. That the Rambam doesn't say. That's what we'll get to. So the Rambam says that you need two kezeis. Rambam says that you need two kezeis to demonstrate that it's the Iker Achila, that it's more important. The mitzvah achilas korban pesach is more important than the achilas hamat and the achilas hamor. The others is only one kezayis, and this is two kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan Perle gives a mashal amad al adaymet to understand the Rambam. He says there's a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is to blow shofar, and on a tiny sibur the mitzvah is to blow chatzotzos. But in the Beit Hamikdash there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says "B'chatzotzot v'kol shofar aliyah l'fnei Melech Hashem." That both on Rosh Hashanah and on Tainus Tiber you blow both. You blow both a shofar and chatzotzos, and you blow both simultaneously. While they're blowing the shofar, they blow the chatzotzot. So the Mishnah says though a difference that on Rosh Hashanah they both blow simultaneously, but then the Baal Tekeh who's blowing the chatzotzot stops in the middle, and the Baal Tekeh who's blowing the shofar continues. Hashofar marich. To demonstrate mitzvah ayon b'shofar, that's the ikar mitzvah. And at time of sleeper, they both start blowing together. The one is blowing the chatzetz, and one is blowing the shofar. But the baal tekeh of the shofar stops in the middle, and then one is blowing the chatzetz continues. He's marach the chatzetz lahidia to demonstrate she ikar mitzvah ayon is b'chatzetz. So you see that whenever you're doing two things at the same time, and we want to demonstrate that one is more important than the other, so you do more of it than the other one. So that's how the Rambam seems to have understood this Gemara and Dafayinam and Aleph, that the Korban Pesach is Nechal Ala Sova, how it fits in with the words Vesach Nish, the Rambam doesn't use that phrase. He says, Kedei Lizbo Mimenu, he says you should eat two Kizaitim of the Korban Pesach as opposed to one Kizait of the Matzah. And the one Kizait of the Mara, only one Kizait of the Matzah. And the one Kizait of the Mara, to demonstrate, the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, and Yara Chazaki doesn't explain what it's all about. But in the Sefer HaMitzvot, he explains to demonstrate that the Iker Mitzvot Achila is really the Korban Pesach. So it sounds like along those lines in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, to emphasize that this is more important, so you do more of this. So here, the Rishonim and Achrayim have a problem with the last Mishnah. On Kuf Chof Aleph and Menalas, the very last Mishnah in the Mesichta, there's a Machloikas HaTanayim between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. How many brachas do you say on Leil Pesach when you're eating the two karbonis? You see, I'm waiting to let them in hard, so you don't have to say shahakal on the flesh in the middle of the meal. So the shahakal is covered. Well, yeah, but the shayla is with brichas hamitzvah you have to say. So most of the rishonim learn that the mishnah goes on achilas hapesach and achilas chagigas arboasah. Chagigas arboasah is brought on erev pesach, so it's a korban shlamim. So normally, let's say, in any other time during the year, all year long, you bring a korban shlamim, so you say, well, you're about to eat. So you say shahakal nevedvar, then you say ashik v'nishana b'mitzvah v'tzvano. Alachilas hazevach. Alel Pesach, you would say, somebody says hamotzi first, says hamotzi on the matzah, but then doesn't have to say shahakal on the Korban Pesach, but then when he eats the Korban Pesach, he says, asher kedushanam v'tasu v'tumanam, alachilas hapesach. So that's the pashup shat, the Mishnah is talking about achilas hapesach and achilas hazevach. Some want to say, the Mishnah is talking about the kohen who's being zorek the dam, or he's being makta the chalev, or he's doing the shchita. The shechita is probably not shaykh to say like that, because the shechita, all karbonis you have to shech before, all karbonis have to be offered before the Tomei Shalbein Arbaim. The only exception to the rule is the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tomei Shalbein Arbaim. Aleha hashlem kala karbanas kulam. We say in the Siddur, there's a din. All karbanas have to be sandwiched in between the tamash ha-shachar and the tamash al-bein ha-arbaim. The only one exception to the rule is korban Pesach. Taisus, even in Yuma, Taisus says in the Subuk whether Pesach Sheni is also like that. Pesach Sheni is also after the tamash al-bein ha-arbaim or not so. Maybe Pesach Sheni is also included in the din of Aleha hashlem kala karbanas kulam. So what do you mean? They're about to shecht. What do you mean? They're about to shecht two karbanas. The Chagigas Abbas and the Korban Pesach, it can't be. The Chagigas Abbas and the Shech before the Tamash Al-Bein Abayim. Tamash Al-Bein Abayim takes a solid hour. The Mishnaitis takes an hour. So the Shechita of the Tamash, the Shechita of the Chagigas Abbas is before the Pesach. Before the Tamash. The Shechita of the Pesach is after the Tamash. It can't be. What is going on? The Zrikas Adam is also strange. What do you mean? They Shechted the Korban an hour ago. No, they didn't do the Zrikas Adam yet. Maybe. The Haktoris Eimurim, maybe. That's what some Achrayim want to say. I think of Shlomo Ladulna. Some of the others they want to say the Mishnah goes on the Kohen is doing the Avodah on Erev Pesach, and he has in front of him too. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Does he say two distinct brachas, a separate bracha on the Chagigas HaBosa and a separate bracha on the Korban Pesach, or can he cover both with one bracha? Why in the world should he be able to cover both with one bracha? That's what we're going to figure out in a few minutes. The Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there's a din of Iker and Tofel. The end of the Tosfos. Let's say if you eat, let's say on Kuf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, there's a long Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi. Oh, so the Mishnah, we know that din in the Mishnah in Brachas regarding Brichas HaNehenet. That the person eats a potato, so he says, Barpi Adam. Person eats salt, or he eats butter, or he eats margarine, so he says, Shakam Nevedvara. So what if he has a potato with salt and butter on it? So does he have to say two different brachas? Barfi has dama on the potato and shakal nibadvarai on the margarine and on the salt. So the halacha is you say bracha on the yikir and you pass the tofel. So it's clear that the butter or the margarine or the salt is only a tofel to the potato. So you only say barfi has dama and you cover the yadmud. Even though the salt is not barfi has dama. That's the halacha. You only say bracha on the yikir and the tofel doesn't need a bracha. So is there such a parallel in brichas on mitzvahs? Do you have such a thing, that there are two mitzvahs, one is an ikar, one is a tofel, and you only say the bracha on the ikar, you don't say on the tofel? So in the Talmud, Bavli, it never says. The Tosfos quotes here the Talmud. Yerushalmi learns that that's what's going on in the Mishnah. The Tanoim have a machlekes. Can you consider the Chagigas Abbas as a tofel? Why do you bring the Chagigas Abbas? What do you need the whole thing for in the first place? The Gemara there on Dafayin Amin Aleph has a machlekes at Tanoim, where the Chagigas Abbas is a dinder abonon. Just in order to enable you to eat the Korban Pesach Halasova at the end of the meal, in order not to do Shvira Setzim. Is that the whole reason for it, or no? That's how the Mishnah assumes, that Chagigas Abbas is Lav Deraita, so it's not Lecha Shabbos, and so on. And Ben Tema was a Tanu, was of the opinion, and then Gemara says there was another Tanu, Bizman Abayis, by the name of Yehuda Ben Dutoi. And I, on his base, the Gemara quotes, Yehuda Ben Dutoi, held the same as Ben Tema, the Chagigas Abbas is a chayva, whether you need it or not. Even if the Mishnah says you only bring the Chagigas Abbas in order to be filled up before you start eating the Korban Pesach, that you shouldn't be starving. You should just be ala sova. So let's say if you have 15 people eating a Korban Pesach, each one is only going to get a kazayis because the Korban Pesach is very tiny. It was just born. It's only 8 days old. It was just born a week or two ago. It can't be more than a year old, and this is the season that they're born. So if you have 15 people eating Korban Pesach, each one is only going to get a kazayis. So then they made a takkanah with the rabbanon. Bring a chagigas abbas, so you'll eat that first, and then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end. There'll be nechal ala sova. But if you only have 3 people eating the Korban Pesach, each one is going to get 5 portions. So then the Mishnah says, "Dafin Hashem says don't have any. You don't need any chagigas abbas. Either hashash with the shvira says them. The first they'll give sliced." First they'll give, you have to eat everything up. The first take off, slice, that's what you said. First give the flesh that doesn't have any yeti. And then when you're at the end of the meal, then you give everybody a bone and you tell them, remove all of the flesh from the bone and be careful not to break the bone. But since he's already not starving anymore, so there won't be a chashash of shvira. So that's the way the Mishnah presents it. The Chagigas Abbas has loved their rice and that's why it's not their chashadas. If their Pesach is chali is the Shabbos, you don't bring a Chagigas Abbas. You bring a Korban Pesach, but you don't bring the Chagigas Abbas. And whenever you have very few people participating in the Korban Pesach, you don't bring Chagigas Abbas either, because it's not necessary. And the Gemara says, Masnisin the loike ben Taiman. The Mishnah is against the Tana. He holds Chagiga Abasa as a Choiva. In addition to the Chagiga that you bring on Pesach, you have to bring a Chagiga and Erev Pesach as well. And it's even Deich HaShabbos, and the Gemara tells the story, this Tana Yehuda ben Durtoi was of the opinion that it's Deich HaShabbos. And once Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and Shmai Vavtalim were the two chief rabbis then, in the Beit HaMikdash, the North being the Yabbezni, wouldn't allow them to bring Chagiga Abasa. So he says he cannot participate in the, Yehuda ben Zoi said, how can I come to the Beit HaMikdash and bring the Korban Pesach? According to my sheet, I'll be in violation of the mitzvah Chagigas Abasa. So he left, and he went to Dorom, and he was B'derech HaChayka, so he's father. He says, he'll come next month, he'll come in Pesach Sheni, he'll do it at that time. But he said his conscience didn't allow him to participate. And Pesach Rishon, even though the two chief rabbis held like that, he says, I'm not allowed to participate, they're doing wrong. I hold that the Pasuk tells me Chagigas Abasa is a Chayva, and we have to bring it, even though Shabbos, just like Korban Pesach is Deich HaShabbos, but the Chagigas Abasa is also Deich HaShabbos. So here again, on the last Mishnah, there's a Machlek in Satanoim. If you have both the Chagigas Abasa and the Korban Pesach, do you say one bracha, do you say two brachas? Can you say that there's an Iker and a Tofel? Or do you say that each mitzvah is independent on its own? The Rebbe Kiva says, Loi zu pater zu, loi zu pater zu. The bracha on the Pesach doesn't pass to the Zerach, and the bracha on the Zerach doesn't pass to the Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel says not so. Right, Rabbi Shmuel says not so. So someone interprets that the Mishnah goes by the Kohanim who are doing the Avodas on Erev Pesach, and they're about to do two Avodas. So is it sufficient to cover both with one bracha, or do you have to say two distinct brachas? And the Rashbam and most of the Rishonim say, It doesn't go on the Kohanim doing the Avodah on Erev Pesach. It goes on the person who's about to eat the Korban Pesach. Does he have to say two brachas or one brachas? So here the question is, how can it be that he says, why should he only say the bracha on the Pesach? Rabbi Shmuel, we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, Birchas HaPesach, Birch Ala Pesach, Pater Eshel Zebach, Birch Ala Zebach, Leit Pater Eshel Pesach. If you say the brach on the Korban Pesach, that covers the Chagigas Abasa. Say the brach on the Chagigas Abasa, that does not cover the Korban Pesach. Why? So Tosha quotes in Yerushalmi that it's an Iker and a Tofel. What's the whole reason why you bring the whole Chagigas Abasa in the first place? It's only with the Rabbanon to serve the purpose of the Korban Pesach. Then it should be Nechal al Nesav. The whole thing is only with the Rabbanon. And even if it's Menatar Mesam, it's also for that purpose. Maybe also for that purpose. So since Mamish, it's Mamish and Ikim and a Tofel, the Yishalmi says that that's the reason that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Korban Pesach is
so the Ikim is the food, the Tehner, and the, but when you eat them two different times, maybe you can't quite have Ikim and
a Tofel. That's the Shaila. So what's the din if I'm having an Ikim in a Tofel? And having first the tofel and then the ikir. The Moshe, it says in the Gemara in Brachas, I eat a very salty herring. I said, Shakal Minizvah, I eat a salty herring. And it's so salty, it's burning my mouth. So I chew a piece of challah to take out the salty flavor, and I swallow the challah. I wanted to take out the flavor from my throat also. So it says, on that challah, even though you eat it a lot, it's a tofel, you don't have to wash until it's done. You don't have to say, Hamotzi Lechem Eretz, you don't have to bench. You don't say any brachas at all. That's the din of Iker and Tofel. But that's only Bamedvar Mamurim if he first eats the Iker and then he eats the Tofel afterwards. First he has the herring and then he has the challah. What if he's first going to have the challah somehow to prepare himself? Then the din is you have to say a bracha. So some say you only say Shahakol because since it's Tofel Tofel, it is a Tofel that loses the Hashivas of its own special unique bracha and you only say the miscellaneous bracha.
What happens if you use the bracha instead of a fork or knife? Like the Spartan eats with the pita, then they eat the hummus. They don't eat the pita, they eat the hummus.
No, they want to eat
the hummus. No, they don't eat pita, okay, they eat the hummus.
Okay. That's also a tough one. That's also
a lot of people, they don't like to bless.
Let's say they have a chopped liver on a little
cracker.
On a little cracker. You're not really interested in the cracker. You just want that your fingers shouldn't get sticky.
Right.
So that's mamish a tough one. Unless you're also interested in eating the pizza. Unless you're also interested in eating the cracker to fill yourself up, then you want both. So then they're both in Ika, but it's mamish a tough one. Kaki, you don't say a bracha?
The bracha is a tough
one. No, you say a separate bracha.
Shem Shem Sassano Alachilas HaPesach Hashem Kedishan Sassano Alachilas HaZebra.
We have
Sham Min Azav Min
Aftar. So do we leave one out on Shabbos because of Shabbos?
No, some say on Matzoi Shabbos. That's exactly right. On Matzoi Shabbos, let's say the second Seder. Why do we have a second Seder Matzoi Shabbos? Because of the Sfeika of the Yomim. So we treat it as if Erev Pesach was Shabbos. And the first day Pesach is Sunday. The Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos. You only bring the Korban Pesach then. You don't bring the Chagigas HaBrasa. That's how we talk and against the Ben Tema. We talk like the Mishnah. The Chagigas HaBrasa is not Derech Es HaShabbos.
Yeah.
So if so, so some wanted to say that you shouldn't have Shnei Tavshilin. The whole idea of having Shnei Tavshilin on the Kaira, on the plate, is Derech Es HaPesach, Derech Es HaChagigas. But if Yom Tov Chali is the Matzoi Shabbos, it's not Yom Tov. So what kind of a Zecher L'Chagiga? There is no Chagiga. And others wanted to say, that's what Tosis raises such a possibility. And Tosis says, no, that's not our practice. We do have the Shnei Tavshilin. And others suggested maybe when you have Erev Pesach, Chali is the Shabbos, since the Chagiga is not brought on Shabbos, so when are you going to have a Chagiga? You'll have the Chagiga in the middle of Pesach. Like Shavuos and Sukkot, you bring the Chagiga in the middle. Usually on Pesach you have two Chagigas, one on Erev Pesach, that's when the Rabban, one Chagiga on Pesach, on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, on the last day Pesach, that's the real Chagiga Deraisa. If you have Erev Pesach, Chol is the Shabbos, you won't have the Chagigas HaBasa, you'll only have the regular din of Chagiga that's Korev on Yom Tov. So the order will be, when it's Erev Pesach, Chol Shabbos, should be Menech Chol Shem Min HaPesachim, Umin HaZvachim, we'll eat the Korban Pesach on Leil Yom Tov, then we'll eat the Chagiga in the middle of Chol HaMoed sometime. Later, we won't eat it on the first day. If the first day Yom Tov is Matzoi Shabbos, then we're not going to have a Chagiga Tavosa to eat on Leil HaPesach. Under normal circumstances, you say, Menech Chol Shem Min HaZvachim, Umin HaPesachim. First, you eat the Chagiga Tavosa, and then you eat the Korban Pesach afterwards, Allah Sova, after first having eaten the Chagiga Tavosa. But when Erev Pesach, Chol is B'Shabbos, like the second night of Pesach. So we act as if Shabbos was Erev Pesach. So if so, so then there wouldn't, in such a case, there wouldn't have been any Chagiga Tavosa. So that's why some suggested that the Ki HaGavna, you should delete, you should say the order in the reverse, in the reverse order. You should say, Menech Chol Shem Min HaPesachim and Min HaZvachim. The Mishnah has it like that. The Mishnah has it like that. Yeah, that's what the Baruch Epstein writes in his autobiography. He thinks that it's a mistake. He thinks that originally it said Menech Chol Shem Min HaZvachim and Min HaPesachim. And somebody wrote on the margin of the Haggadah, the Mishnah, Sheb Mishnayis Kasuv, Menech Chol Shem in the Mishnayis, it says Menech Chol Shem Min HaPesachim Min HaZvachim. A different girsa, a different reading. And then someone saw it, someone printed it in the text, and they put it in parentheses, and they wrote it in Rashi Tevis. Deis Mem Shin. Deis Mem Shin, standing for the Mishnah Sheb Mishnayis. And then in later generations, they didn't realize what that meant, so they wrote, so they spelled it out, and they wrote the Matzoi Shab. Yeah. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests, that the whole thing is a printing error. He has a whole chapter in his autobiography, which he entitles Kochavim No Tzitzin, where he thinks that he has mistakes all over the place. He has a lot of mistakes. Yeah, also Migdal Magdal, also like that. Bishmur Beis. So Bishmur Beis, it says that the same pasuk appears in Shiraz David, right? So Bishmur Beis, it says Migdal Yishuas Malka. And Tilim, it's in the Tilim, it says Magdal Yishuas Malka. So he claims that it was a mistake, that they wrote the Shmuel Beis, Beis Shin Beis, and then they thought that it says the Shabbos. It's all in the same chapter. Yeah. He has in the same chapter about the Nusach of the Kiddush also. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to talk about. Rav Soloveitchik didn't know that he printed it in his book. He knew him personally, so he heard it from him. That he says that there's a mistake. When you say Kiddush, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. So Baruch Epstein writes there, no, that's a mistake. On Rosh Hashanah you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaZikor. On Yom Kippur in the davening say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim. So why should you say over here the Hazman? He says no. It said originally Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael. There. And then it had in parentheses in small letters the Hazmanim. It means you fill it in. No, it means you fill it in. Whatever you want to say. On Pesach he say Baruch Atah Mekadosh Yisrael B'Chag HaMatzah. On Shavuos he say Mekadosh Yisrael B'Chag HaShavuos. There is such a girsa. No, there is such a girsa. Rab Mendel Kash is a Chanel Avrocha has in his Haggadah Shleima, which he put out many, many years ago, before all the Torah Shleima, he put out Haggadah Shleima. Rab Menachem HaMekasha, So he has in his Agada Sleima, there is such a manuscript, Yirsa, that has the Nusach in Kiddush and the Davening Baruch Atah Hashem Kaddish Yisrael v'Chagah Matzos. There is such a Yirsa. So Rabbi Baruch Epstein used to tighten like that, that it's a misprint in all the Sidurim, that it should really say v'Hazmanim in parentheses. And his argument was, the Rai was from Rosh Chodesh, that in Davening on Rosh Chodesh, Kaddish Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh, and then from Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. So the Rav always signed it, I was given as a action, and I kept on explaining to him that there's no tushtel, that Pesach Shavuos Sukkis is one hepshech, it's the same tushtel sayon. But if it falls out in Nisan, so then you eat matzah. And if it falls out in Sivan, then you bring Shteh Alechem, and you bring Bikurim. And when it falls out in Tishrei, then you shake a lulav and you sit in the sukkah. But it's basically the same tushtel sayon. And it's a hemshech, and it's a series. For Haraya, that there's a din of Balta Acher. And one Tana holds that there has to be Sholosh Regolim Kisidron. So you see, Sholosh Regolim, it goes together. Sholosh Regolim is the same. He said, Rosh Chodesh has no Shaykhis with the others. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah have no Shaykhis. How can you say, Mekadosh Yisrael HaZmanim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh? It's a different. These three are identical. That's what they said, there was men on action and he couldn't convince. Okay. Okay. He has a whole chapter, more things like that. What he thinks are printing errors. So here, On this Mishnah, there's a problem. That's what he started to mention before the Rishonim. The Orzaru is the one who raises the problem. First, you eat the Korban Chagiga, then after the Chagiga Zabasa, and then you eat the Korban Pesach Halasova at the end of the meal. So, what do you mean? The first Tana Rabbi Shmuel says Birach Halapesach Potares Hazevach. You have to say Kol Amitzvos Kulam Uvarchalei Moiv Las Yosim. So, first you're holding by the Zeva. You have to say Bracha Oivel Asiyasin. So Zog the Bracha and the Zevach. Birach Ala Zevach. Everybody agrees Lei Pateres HaPesach. What do you mean Birach Ala Pesach? He holds Pateres HaZevach. Well, when? He's going to eat the Zevach first without a Bracha and the Smach. It's a Nikir and a Tofel. You're going to do the Tofel first and the Smach that you're going to say Bracha and the Ikir later. That's against the Halacha by Birchach HaNehenin. That the Ramo writes, if you eat the Tofel before the Ikir, you do have to say a bracha, just a machlekes, but the bracha is always knocked down to shahakol because it's a tafel. Or you recite the bracha haruyolah, but you do recite a bracha. So what's all of a sudden over here? You eat the zevach first. Right, so here, when you carry over the din from the Mishnah, the ikra and tafel, the mitzvah. No. He was talking about two mitzvahs that one is tofel to the other. It's an unusual case. You're talking about two mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel claims that the zevach is tofel to the pesach, so therefore the birchas hamitzvah on the pesach covers the zevach. It doesn't require its own bracha. So the kashya, but the parallel by birchas hanenin would be if you're eating a tofel before the ikir, so the Ramah says la'aloch, you do say a bracha on it. So what is Rabbi Shmuel talking about? I mean, that's why Rabbi Akiva disagrees. That's not why he disagrees. Umar gives a different reason why. Not because the tofel comes before the ikir. So what's the case over here? What is he talking about? So the Ozarua is trying to reconstruct what could the case be over here. The Shach quotes the Ozarua. The Ramah quotes the Ozarua. Simon Yutes and Yeridea. The famous Ozarua. So he says, you have to say Hacha B'maskina in the following case. It must be in a special case. He ate the Chagigas HaBasa and he forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah. Forgot to say Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvahis HaVitzivonu Al Achilas HaZevah. And then B'dievet. And then he finished eating it. And now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach. And Adamon says, hey, I forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Chagigah. And now I'm about to eat the Korban Pesach. What should I do? Should I say the Bracha and the Zevah? That I just finished eating and now I'm Mikan Allah, I'll say the Bracha and the Pesach. Or should I say no, since I'm holding that by eating the Pesach, and the Pesach is the Chaniker, an Iker and a Tafel, so I say a Bracha on the Iker covers the Tafel, so let me just say a Bracha on the Pesach, and that will cover the Zeva. So that's the Machlokes Satanoim. So the Ozarua says, this Mishnah is Gedrunken Araya, that even if I finish doing a mitzvah, and I realize I forgot to say a Bracha, you can still say the Bracha, Lacha Rasi Yosef. This is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam writes explicitly that you have to recite, he quotes the Gemara, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Uvarach Aleihem Oivel Asiyosam, and if you didn't say the Bracha Oivel Asiyosam, you already did the mitzvah and you didn't say the Bracha, Masha Asa Asui, and don't say the Bracha afterwards, and if you continue to say the Bracha, it's after it's a Bracha Levatolah. The Rambam says you cannot say a bracha b'di'eved. The achar mitzvah will be a bracha l'batola. So the Ramah in Yerideya talks about a case where a person shechted a beim and he didn't say the bracha before. So the Ramah says in Siman Yud Tes, based on the Ozarua, he says you can say the bracha l'achar asiyasim. And the Shach says he's not so convinced that you should paskin like the Ramah. He says the Rambam has a gemara in brachas on daf nun beis that seems very strongly to support him that the bracha must be recited over asiyasim. So the Shach and many achrayim paskin against the Ramah. Then you cannot say a bracha on a mitzvah lachar asiyasim. So that's the Shabbos. So what in the world do they do with this mitzvah? What do they do with this Mishnah? What's going on? So that's why some wanted to interpret the Mishnah. It goes on Erev Pesach with the Kohanim doing the Avodah. You're not talking about in the middle of the Achila. You're not holding by Achila. Achila is out of order. The Avodah is also going to be out of order. The Avodah is going to be Shalom Seder because the Avodah Chagigas Abbas is done much earlier and the Avodah of the Talmud Shabbat of the Korban Pesach is much later. So some want to suggest, based on that Rambam, the Rambam himself, I don't think, says it. Some want to say, the Rambam says that he ate two kezaisim of the Korban Pesach, l'chatzila. Did he ever? The Rambam says he ate one kezais. The Mishnah says, Hashamish me'achol kezais yotza. But l'chatzila should eat kidei lizba mimenu, two kezaisim, the Rambam learned. So maybe that's the teretz. Some Rishonim say like this without them. Saying, maybe that's the teretz of the original kasha that the Balei HaTosfos says. You have snakes to the monarchism as I said. The Gemara says you should eat the Korban Pesach l'teyoven, mean in the beginning of the meal, then it says you eat it at the end of the meal. Which is it? You eat it at the beginning, you eat it at the end. So maybe the teretz is, you eat twice. First you eat the kazayis of Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, l'teyoven. And then you eat the middle of the meal, chagigas habrasa. And then at the end of the meal, you eat the second kazayis of the Korban Pesach at the end. Then it should be nachal ala sova. That's when you eat the flesh on the bone to make sure that it's not going to do the shvich. There's a dinner like a serious man or a biker. You can't leave over. You have to eat up. You have to, each one of the participants has to take a bone and scrape off all of the flesh on the bone without cracking the bone. So the second time they have the achila, that's the second kazais. The first kazais is in the beginning of the meal. So that's what some want to say. Some Rishonim want to say that's what's going on. He's eating the Korban Pesach in the beginning of the meal. And that's Taka. Oibal Asiyasin is going to say a bracha on the Pesach. And then the Chagigas Abbas is going to be in the middle. And then the last Kazakhs are going to be at the end. That's how some want to say. Not a Birchas HaNehenen. You're right. There's no Birchas HaNehenen of Shahak on the Mitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekidishan, the Mitzvah of Tzivon, or Al-Achilos HaZevah. The Birchas HaMitzvah, you do say. In the middle of the meal, right. Like you say, Hamoitzi on the matzah, and then you say, Asher Kedushana bin Mitzvah of Tzivanu, Al Achilos Matzah. The Birchas HaMitzvah, you do say in the middle of the meal.
I thought the Rambam said that it's Boram Yimano at the time when he was eating the Hagiga Targuvus, so what was the first of the day before?
The Yerushalmi says, Allah Sova means at the end of the meal in order to prevent Shvirat Etzem. That's what the Yerushalmi says, the meaning of Allah Sova. The Rambam never writes Allah Sova. The Rambam in the Yarech HaZokah writes, Yid Kedei Lizboa Mimenu, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he explains why he says you should eat two kezeisim to indicate, to emphasize that Ikka Mitzvah Salayla is the Korban Pesach. So he never quotes that Yerushalmi about eating it, never quotes that it's eaten at the end of the meal. According to the Rambam, it could be that there's no kasha bechlal. According to the Rambam, it could be that the whole Korban Pesach was eaten in the beginning of the meal.
Yeah.
It doesn't say so though. He says first you eat the chagiga, then you eat the Korban Pesach. So where did he get that one from?
Yeah.
He got it from Allah Sova. So how did he get Kedei Lizboa Mimenu? The difficulty. The Gemara says he eats it ala sova. Plus Rashad at the end of the meal for some reason or another. Then the Rambam today is the lashon. He doesn't say ala sova at the end of the meal. He interprets to mean kedei lizbom menu. He gives two different translations of the same sentence, quotes two different dinim based on one sentence in the Gemara. That's a problem. Where did the Rambam get the two dinim from? I don't know. The Rambam also says he eats the Korban Pesach at the end, because Eim Aftinach HaPesach HaFikainim. The Mishnah says Eim Aftinach HaPesach HaFikainim. You have to eat it at the end. You have to eat it at the end. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why he gets the Korban Pesach at the end, because Eim Aftinach HaPesach HaFikainim. But it's not based on the Gemara of Ala Sova. Ala Sova he learned differently. Kidei lizbo mimeno.
How can the Rambam say that he took his ice and paste like a day before? So why did he need to
put
a Chagigah?
I don't know. The Yerushalmi says that the reason for the whole institution of the Chagigah is that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova. But the Rambam doesn't hold from that Yerushalmi.
Comes from the
Chagigah. Everybody.
Holds from the Chagigah.
I don't know. And the Mishnah said that it should be a filling meal.
Yeah.
It should be a filling meal, but it doesn't mean that he should, it doesn't necessarily mean that he should be full before he eats the Korban Pesach. Doesn't mean that. A different word. The Korban Pesach has to come at the end for a different reason. A different halacha. In fact, what kind of halacha is that? A mafirnach a pesach hafi kaiman. Kadesh yehetam pesach lefiv. What kind of a din is that? Kadesh yehetam pesach lefiv. That's the Mishnah Kuf Yud Tes on a day. Nochad din. Kadesh yehetam pesach lefiv. So there's a famous word from the Avnei Nezer. Yes, that's a very original. He always original. Avnei Nezer is always sharp. Always something very sharp, very original. He has a chiddush, he says, there is a machlek in Satanayim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozer, Ben Azar, they all agree you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, but they argue whether that's a din derais or din derabban. Rabbi Lozer, Ben Azar holds that it's a din derais, and Rabbi Kiva holds that Chatzos is only a din derabban. And the Gemara has a few nafkiminis la'alach, whether Chatzos is derais or derabban. One nafkimini is Bizman Azer, the Gemara says. If Chatzos is a din derais by Korban Pesach, then it applies to Matzah Bizman Azer also. You have to eat the matzah before Chatzos. But if your Chatzos is only a gzera derabanan, then the Gemara says the gzera is only made by Korban Pesach and it wouldn't apply by matzah bizman hazeh. That's the Gemara on Daf Kufchos. That it wouldn't apply bizman hazeh. And Tosfos is not sure how we should pass whether Chatzos is a din derais or din derabanan. That's why the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, whether you have to be medaktik to finish the apikaimen or to finish all the abakosis before Chatzos or not. So the.
What is the relationship?
That's a major issue also. That's also a major issue.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get to that a little later. Maybe we'll get to that. So here the Avnei Nezer has a very original idea. He says, where does Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah learn out his din from? Lozer ben Azariah claims you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach min HaTorah by Chatzos. Where does it say in the Pasuk? Because it says V'yochlus HaBasa B'alayla HaZeh. And the other pasuk says, "We have to be eretz mitzrayim b'alayla." So the case he called b'chor be eretz mitzrayim yodam and dehim. So when was makas b'chor? It's at chatzos. So just like there, b'alayla zamin chatzos. So it's over here, v'achlus abasa b'alayla zamin chatzos. So the Avnei Nezer is, but there's no comparison. Makas b'chor didn't occur the first half of the night; it occurred at the split second of chatzos. The Medrash says that the first brisa masachas makas says. That they were brain dead, so to speak. That the Pcherim were sick the whole beginning of the night. They were mefarper in the beginning of that. Then they dropped dead at Chatzos. They were geisesim. They were geisesim in the beginning of the night, and then they died at the split second of Chatzos. So the Avnei Nezer asked Akasha, Makas Pcherim was at the split second of Chatzos. Aibachte alal Hashem ikel kol Pcherim. Here you don't eat the Korban Pesach at the split second of Chatzos. You eat it the first half till Chatzos. So it's not the same thing, so what's the tushtel? So he says, no, the answer is, the Rav would say such lashon. The Rav said it over also. The answer is, you eat the Korban Pesach before, but you're not yet to the mitzvah until it comes Chatzos. And the Rav gave him the mashal. What if he eats the Korban Pesach before and he dies before Chatzos? He's not yet, not yet. So the shaila is, so what good is it that he eats the Korban Pesach at 10 o'clock, and then at Chatzos he didn't die yet, he's still alive. But it's a kolsa kinyanai. That's Avnei Nezer's mashal. Kolsa kinyan is a mashal like this. I want to give you a matonis. I say, make a kinyan meshicha. But I don't want you to be kind until 9:30. It's not 9:30 yet. So you make a meshicha, you make a akbo, you pick it up and you put it down, you walk away. When it comes 9:30, you're not making the meshicha. So it's like kolsa kinyan. The kinyan evaporated into thin air. So you weren't kind of earlier, you're not kind of later. It's neither here nor there, so you're not kind of. So the Acharonim stelt through this concept of Kol Sekinyonai to other cases as well. L'mashal, let's say a ger, in order to convert, has to first have Mila, Kabbalah Tal Mitzvah, of course, has to have Mila, and then he has Tfila. So what if he has the Tfila before he has the Mila? So it's a whole Machlekes HaRishonim. Some say that the Geris is not Kal. So some Acharonim explain why Takeda. I think the Avnei Nezer also has it over there too. Abnezer up to Pesach Frank, so they say it's because of Kol Sekinyonos. Because what clinches, what, you have to have both, you have to have the Mila and the Tfila. See, if he first has the Mila, and then later on he does the Tfila, so he's Gemal. So the Mila is the Gufa, that didn't vanish into thin air, the Mila is still there. But at first he's going to be Tevel,
then
he has the Mila, so nothing was Chal yet, and the Tfila disappeared into thin air. It disappeared. There's nothing left from the Tfila. So that's a chash of Kol Sekinyonos. So that's why half of the Rosh Hashanah has to be the Dafka in this order. First the Mila, and then the Tfila. So at the time that he's doing the Tfila, the Mila is still here. He's still Gemal. The Orla didn't grow back again. The Mila didn't disappear. So here also, the Avnezer wants to say that if you eat the Korban Pesach earlier, according to the Blazim and Azar, you have to still be remain alive at the moment of Chatzos. And at the moment of Chatzos, then you get to the mitzvah. I but it's not called to Kinyana. He ate before, and he's not eating now. So the answer is, Kadesh, you hate Tom Pesach the feed. That's why the Mishnah says, they maftir nacha Pesach afikam, Kadesh, you hate Tom Pesach the feed, so that at the moment of Chatzos, he still has the Tom Pesach in his mouth. There's Yotze at the moment of Chatzos. Sanayim fall.
After Chatzos.
So that's his chiddush and his tshuva. So after Chatzos, you're allowed to eat anything you want. That's what he wants to say. The Gemara says the Iker. You have to eat the whole Kazayis before Chatzos. So, but once you finish the minute before Chatzos, so then the Shailas say you're not eating it at Chatzos. So we brush over the Kash and we say that's what it means. The Rabbani Shalom did Makas B'charis at Chatzos and we have to eat it by Chatzos. So he says no, we have to eat it at Chatzos. The eating that we did before is the Maita Mitzvah. We only get the Kiyama Mitzvah at the moment of Chatzos when we still have the Tam Pesach B'Shvi'is. And if he's going to eat Afikoymen, he's going to eat after something after the Korban Pesach, it'll be
Afikoymen.
Exactly
how to do it. It's up to you then to do it. Especially in 8 hours.
The Gemara says they had eaten shifts, right?
How they work that out with Chatzos?
Everybody finished before Chatzos? What's the problem? The Gemara says on Daf Tehei on the base that when you eat the Kachim Kalim, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Kachim have to be eaten by Zichri Kuna in the Azara. Kachim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, in the Yer Atika. Only in the Yer Atika. And the Gemara says on the last three lines on Tehei on the base, a famous Gemara, Amar Rab Gagan Balias Loinis Kachu. The rooftops and the upper floors were Loinis Kachu. Let's say you have a hotel that has 30 floors. You can only eat Korban Pesach on the ground level mamish. You can't eat on a higher level. And then I was once saying this in the shir, you can't eat the Korban. If you have a hotel, you can't eat. So Rav Simcha Cook was there from Rehovot. So he said in Hebrew, he said he has a correction to make. No one's going to make any hotels because he can't charge any rent. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim lanis chalka l'shvatim v'yitashkin. So the Gemara says in Megillah, you can't charge any rent. And he says, which Meshuggah is going to make a hotel if he can't make money on it? So you can't charge any rent. So there were no hotels. He says, he doesn't believe there were any hotels in the Yer Atika. In the new city, you can charge rent. That's Mishchalka Lashvat. But in the old city, there's no private property. There's no private ownership. So you can't charge any rent. So Loinsachmish. Anyway, so the Gemara says that you have to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level mamish. It's a machlokes. Is it by all kachim kalim tesis? Tesis and Shavuos assume that it's a din by all kachim kalims from the Tshuvas HaRajba, Rabbi Kivega there in Shavuos.
If anybody had a two-level house, he had to come down to the ground floor too?
Yeah, you had to eat the Korban Pesach, at least the Korban Pesach, and many Rishonim say all kachim kalim. And others say, even here, Rabbi Kivega on the side, on Pehem base tells you the Tesis and Marcus, even Maisa Sheni, Gagam Alis Lenis Kachi, even Maisa Sheni can only eat on the ground level. If it's
so
not
even the basement also not. I mean, this means excludes the basement either.
No, it's the basement.
That's not a kasha.
I don't know. There could also be a shaila. That's a discussion on mechilas. But the mechilas is kasha. I already forgot. The mechilas are the Beit Hamikdash, but mechilas means underground tunnels. Mechilas are the Beit Hamikdash, but loin is kasha. I don't remember what's the din. Mechilas of Yerushalayim must be an offended din. I don't remember. Anyway, so the Gemara says that the Gagam Ali is Lainis Kacha, so the Gemara continues to explain that the Ir Atika was not simply Metzius. It wasn't big enough to have a few million Jews come to the Oyla Regal to eat Korban Pesach, so they couldn't all fit in the Vasachas to eat. It's a very tiny area, so they had eaten shift. So the second shift, like the people who live in big apartment houses in Manhattan, and then they have to eat the shifts in the sukkah. They only have a few sukkahs. Everybody, they draw lots. Who gets the chutz to eat in the first shift and the second shift, and who stuck to the third and the fourth shift? So they used to eat in shifts in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says the Korban Pesach, they had to eat on the ground level, and then Kiddush Elam HaMokom Suda. So they had to make Kiddush till the end of the benching. You have to make Kiddush HaMokom Suda, so you have to wash, and then you have to eat Korban Pesach there. And then you have to bench, and then you have to bench. So the benching was the third kite. And then the second shift and the third shift would be banging on the doors, get out. So they went upstairs to the Garden of Aliyah for the fourth kite.
Yeah, to say hello.
The fourth kite, yeah, from Shrei Chamascha and whatever. The second half of Hallel, that you can say somewhere else. But the first three kites, they had to say in the same place. So that's the famous comment that the Baal HaMor has. He wants to give the historical reasons for this din. Why they Maftin Achat Pesach HaVikai Medav Nenezin wanted to make it into a kimat like a din deraita. He says, according to the blood of Ben Azariah, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach min HaTorah at Chatzos. He says, not that you have to eat it by Chatzos, you have to eat it
at
Chatzos. That's physically impossible. It's up to name. You'll eat it before Chatzos, and at the moment of Chatzos, you still have the top. So it's like Rishumanika. That's just very original. Huh? All thing is very original, and he has passed the halacha lemaisa based on this. That after chatzos you can eat it. After chatzos you can eat it. So the Baal HaMor has also a very original and novel interpretation. He says, no, this was a takana de rabbanon. Clearly, after nachat pesach became was a takana de rabbanon that was instituted because of that problem. Because everybody had the first two shifts, the first couple of people. Only had from Kiddush till the end of the benching the third kite, then they had to go find a place somewhere else. So they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to find another place. It may take them half an hour. So they may be so tired they'll go to sleep and they'll forget about having the kite revealed with the hollow. So they made a takana kadesh yehei tam pesach lefiv that he shouldn't forget to say the hollow. But after you say the hollow, then you can have another meal. Eat a tuna fish sandwich, have ice cream, have dessert, whatever you want. After you finish the hollow, there's still not a lot to eat. Why not? That's what the Baal HaMor says. We don't pasta like any of this. We assume that even after chatzos, you're not allowed to eat, and even after you finish the whole abrikosis, you're also not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. Water would make a lot. Water is a machlekes, water would make a lot. But we don't accept. These are exotic interpretations. The pashtus is that out of chaviv is ha-mitzvah. He should retain the tam korban pesach lefiv. The first mishnah in Aviv Psochem has the expression that you shouldn't eat ad she'techshach till it gets dark, till it's really laila, and then you can eat. Then you can probably say them. So Tosfos has the famous comment ad she'techshach. Let it say until you say kiddush. Lo yoichal ad she'yikadosh. Why ad she'techshach? You're not allowed to say Kiddush until till Tesach Kachav. Why not? Manish Tana from every Shabbos and every Yontif that the Gemara says in Brochus, that's what Tesach says. The Gemara says in Brochus, Dav Chav Zayin. The Rav told Shal Shabbos, the Erev of Shabbos, you should Dav Mairiv early after Plaga Mincha. You Dav Mairiv after the Plaga Mincha. And then he would say Kiddush. And the same thing on Shabbos, same thing on Yontif. The Manish Tana Tesach, why does it say Ad Shetechshach? The Tosfos quotes the Chiddush from the Rimi Kur Vayil, the Chiddush from the Baal HaTosfos, that on Pesach night everything is different, because it says, V'ocholos habasa balayla hazeh, you cannot be yotze if you eat the Korban Pesach mebod yom. If you're mekabel Tosfos Yontif, and you want to eat the Korban Pesach mebod yom, he says that it's no good. You have to wait till Ad Shetechshach. And not only is that a din by Korban Pesach, it's a din by Matzah as well, because it says Bo'erev Tochel Matzah. You have to eat Davka Balaylo. And you can make Tosefes from today till next year Tosefes, but it's not going to convert the Yom into Laylo. Say Bo'erev Tochel Matzah. And the Halacha says Davka Balaylo.
You said because the Korban Pesach, it says Bein Arbayim.
It's Bein Arbayim in the Bo'erev.
How can one place that Bein Arbayim be a daytime,
it's a different expression, but Erev means Balayla. Bein Arbayim is a very difficult expression. We're not sure exactly where it comes from, but we know where it's going to. Bein Arbay means the afternoon, after Hatzai. Ramban Chumash has a lot of trouble with that Bein Arbay. Had to try to figure out how the Chazal saw in that expression the second half of the day, after Hatzai. But that's what it means. So that's the famous Tosfos. So this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and they say that you shouldn't even begin to say Kiddush until Laila. And the Rav used to be fond of saying over that if you look slowly, if you read carefully the Taz and the Magen Avraham, it would appear that they're two different Hesberim. That some Achrayim say that the reason why you can't say Kiddush, what's wrong with the Kiddush? Kiddush is Kiddush, like every shot of every other
Kiddush.
So Pashat Shat is because the drinking of the Kais of Kiddush is part of the Arba Kaisis, and all the Mitzvahs HaLaila have to be fulfilled Dafke Balaila, Dafke at night. Yeah, so then let's say they're having a public seder and the Chazan knows that his Kiddush with the choir is going to take him 4.5 minutes. Yeah. So is he allowed to start? And he knows exactly when Nacht is. So can he start 4.5 minutes before, and then he's going to drink the kais after Nacht? So according to some Achrayim, that would be acceptable. And then the Rav pointed out that if you read slowly and carefully, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes both in one line. He says the other Achrayim give a different hesber why. They say not only the Shtiyah Sakai Shal Kiddush has to be Balayla, but even the Amira Sakai Kiddush has to be Balayla. That the reciting of the Kiddush on Leil Pesach is itself a chelek of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be in a certain Seder, a la Kais, on four brachas a la Kais. So the first bracha a la Kais is supposed to be Kiddush, even though Lechayrev, Asher Gyolonu, that's unique to Pesach. You only say Asher Gyalon on Pesach. The fourth bracha, Nishmas Kol Chai with Yishtabach. We say Nishmas and Yishtabach on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but that's in the morning after Pesuk de Zimra. The only time you say it's at night is only on Pesach. So the Kais Revi with the Kais Sheni, the Gual Yisrael, Asher Gyalon and Gual Yisrael, and the Kais Revi, that's unique. That's unique to the Seder. The benching is a benching. That's from all year long. And the Kiddush is a HaKiddush, that's from all year long, from Shabbos Yom Tov all the time. So how are these two mitzvahs to constitute the Arba Kaisers? We always thought the Arba Kaisers is a Pesach Bikadin. So how do you stel tzam, you take a Avoch Bikadin from benching and a Shabbos Yom Tov Bikadin from Kiddush, and you stick it together, you mix it with the other two that are uniquely Pesach Bikadin, and you make Arba Kaisers out of it. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said from the Gemara, it would appear that all four are Pesach Bikadin. That the Shabbat, the Kiddush that you say on Leil Pesach has a double kiyum. Number one is Kiddush like every Kiddush, like every Shabbat is beyond to the Kiddush. And number two, the Kiddush is a tale of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because in the Kiddush we mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we also mention the uniqueness of the day of Pesach, because this is Manchei Reseinu, because this is the day on which we left Mitzrayim. So it's not some Kiddush like every Kiddush. It's a Kiddush where we speak about the uniqueness of the day of Pesach because it's Manchei Reseinu. So that's already, the Kiddush contains the Haskalah of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Imagine if you drink all the four courses one after another one. Would be all the Yoshis.
Partially. The Gemara says...
That doesn't make any difference.
The Gemara says...
What's the
Gemara says half of the mitzvah you'll be Yoshis, you have four Lachayim, four Torah. But the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, of the Arba Kaisers...
Why
is there
a contradiction? If you have four courses, you have to drink two, we find, and do you think before the other two places are really by the Hallel? The same one by the Hallel, right? Where's the other one?
By benching?
Benching.
With this, and they hold the kempi. It can't be that you mitzvah two kaisers from benching and from kiddush from all year long, and that makes it into Arba Kaisers, but there's nothing uniquely Pesachic about that. So he thought that those Achrayim are saying that not only the drinking of the first kais should be after Pesach Chacham, but even the reciting of the kiddush itself. That the reciting of the kiddush on Pesach night is a double kiyum. It's a kiyum of kiddush of all year long of Yom Tov Dikei Kiyum. Then in addition, it's the beginning of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the benching is also. He mentioned no delach al shatisan in the eretz Mitzrayim. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the benching over the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the benching on Pesach night also has a theme. All year long it has that theme. But on Leil HaPesach, Leil HaSeder, it's considered a chelik of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. There, Grada and Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin, that Gemara, the Tosfos quotes, Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rabbi Yehuda Siliyon, quotes this discussion, He says the Rimi Kurvail has that chiddush, that you cannot begin, you cannot be yotzei carbon pesach mebod yom, because it says rochlas habasa balaylaze. You cannot be yotzei matzah mebod yom. But he says he can ding zech on the whole thing. He's not so convinced on the whole thing. Maybe he can be mekabel to sefes yontes early, and then you can prop up the whole seder and bench and everything, and the sun is still shining. He's not so convinced even on the pesach matzah mara. It says balaila, so he says he understands. Maybe balaila means the beginning of kedusha tayam, as opposed to tomorrow morning. But you can't fulfill a mitzvah by yom tezvav in the morning. But if it's yom yudalid, yom makabel kedusha tayam. So Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says he's not so convinced of the whole thing. He quotes the Rimi Kurvail, says that it's no good. That's how we assume in Shulchan Aruch. But he says it's not so muchach. That's a shaila. If you have, let's say, in an old age home or hospitals, it's very difficult to start so late. It'll take forever. Yes, in some places they solve the problem. We told the people you can say Echad Miyodeya and Bamartim Zelach Pesach
before,
and in Chad Gadi you can say that before. So some people hold it. Absolutely, you got to say everything. So they say that before, and they're happy. They daven early, they say Chad Gadi until they finish all the Chad Gadi. That's a very Seisach Chacham, and then they start Kiddush after that. That will not always solve the problem. Sometimes the people are not satisfied. They didn't plan to say the Chad Gadya anyway. So you have to chisel off a little bit. You don't have to wait to say the Chum Dera Ben Tam. You don't have to wait 96 minutes or 72 minutes. You wait a lesser man. The Vilna Goyen has a much shorter man if you have a big Shas HaKham. And the Yal Kulam, a lot of the... Yeah. Avada.
Although this is the same figure of the same God,
he has two kiyumim
that night. An additional kiyum, yeah, exactly. Right, an additional kiyum. But you have to say something in the Nusach also. So that's what Al Soloveitchik pointed out. In the Nusach of the Benshin, we say, Nodelucho al Shaytu Sonam Yeretz Mitzrayim. In the Nusach of the Kiddush, he mentioned also that today is Man Chereseinu. And the day is unique because of the fact that it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Exactly. So that's the shaila. Let's say sometimes boys in the yeshiva are bali tshuva and their parents are not observing. So it's difficult enough for them to convince their parents that they should have a seder and they should keep kashrut the seder and everything. So enough to have to go convince them that they shouldn't begin the seder until Pesach Kachol. And the parents are not interested in saying Chad Gadya and Echad Miyadeh. That solution doesn't, they never heard of the Echad Miyadeh with Chad Gadya. So if you have a big shot of Chad, you got no prayer. So you can rely on the Rabbi Yudas early on and brother. Okay.
Shkoyech.
Have a Chad Kosher with somebody.